Everybody's your daily thought here with Coach John on a Wednesday. Holy cow, it is a Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. Saw this come across my timeline here from Tracy McMillan. And she reminds us, this was a big time reminder for me. Time slips through your fingers while you're holding on to things that don't matter, right? That's huge. Nobody, Denise from Canada, reached out and sent a nice message, checking in on me. But also, she brought up a question from a previous podcast, which I love when people do that. So, if you are ever thinking about doing that, reach out. Check the show notes as far as how to get a hold of me. But love to discuss some things regarding the podcast episodes and stuff. And it's centered around just kind of, and her and I probably do this many times, I think. I would speak for myself more. I do it many times more than probably she does. It's kind of feeling lost sometimes, just kind of feeling off the radar, or you're not on mark, you're not on spot with what you want to do. And it really got me thinking about, because she asked, how do I make changes? How do I, stop from doing things, or how do I, fix things? And this quote came across my timeline, so I sent it back to her, right? But it definitely is one of those things that when you need to look at things differently, because that was the quote in one of the episodes that she brought back. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, right? Dr. Wayne Dyer mentioned that. And I've been tying into this quote, time slips through your fingers while you're holding on to things that don't matter. I'm trying to get rid of things that don't matter to me, that I'm viewing as nothing wrong with them, but they're not important to me. They don't fill my cup. They don't fill my heart. They don't connect with my purpose. They don't connect with what I'm trying to do as far as helping people. And so it brought me back to thinking about, well, what do I want to do? That's what I need to focus in on. And part of it is to continue healing and going down this course of taking care of myself, recovering from this back surgery. But also just trying to love my wife more, and trying to love my daughter, love my son more, and be good examples for them, and get back to doing things that connect me with people. Connect me with helping people, making a difference, right? This also brings about for me cleansing, like decluttering, like getting rid of things. And I know I got to do a better job at that. Simplicity of spending more time with my dog Kirby here, that brings me joy, right? Reading. I just finished The Carpenter, John Gordon's book. Fantastic, fantastic book, just like Coach Dave mentioned it was. So this is really kind of a nice focal period for me. And I just wanted to throw that out to you to see if maybe you needed to see or hear this as well, right? Time slips through your fingers while you're holding on to things that don't matter. And there's a lot of things that don't matter. As far as I'm concerned, and I'm just, this is my opinion, right? I'm not speaking like, hey, I got all the answers, or hey, this, if you don't think this way, you're wrong. And I think there's too much of that going on right now. But I definitely am finding myself withdrawing more and more from what the world tells me I need to worry about, right? What the world tells me is important, or what I should be focusing in on, right? Again, you've heard me say it before, I'll say it again. Politics is seems to be driving everything. The separatism, the wedge, the gap, the brick wall between, obviously there's more than two sides, but not according to a lot of people. There's only two sides. You're either with us or against us. And I ain't buying it. I know there's a lot of people selling it. I ain't buying it. And it's something that I'm just going to continue focusing in on, like I said, love my wife, love my kids, love my family, my parents, and my sister, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law's and their families, my brother-in-law, his family. I mean, my neighbors and friends, right? Colleagues just had a great call with a friend of mine, Scott from Lakeshore. We talked a little bit and caught up. He was asking me a question about connecting with a student, and it was just a great talk. Those are the people, basketball players, teachers, students, coaches. Those are the ones that that's what I'm buying is time with them, right? That's what I'm buying is time with all of them. And so, yeah, things that don't matter. That's something I think we all need to kind of, identify and then just kind of whoop, put it on the back shelf or take it off the stove or, put it out with the trash, however you want to think of it, and start having in your hand, grasping, the things that you're holding on to are the things that matter. So that as time goes on, and time will go on, right? You're spending it, investing it, using the time for good things. And hopefully those good things represent good people. Okay? So definitely want to just toss that out to you today. Okay? All right, you guys. Hey, keep sharing these messages. Keep sharing this podcast. When you find something that might resonate with somebody, please, knock on their door, send them an email, send them a text. Tell them face to face, hey, found this. You may want to take a few minutes to listen to this. It's not long, right? It's a few minutes of spending time in the car or on the treadmill or just walking. Listen to this guy, kind of goofball-ish, but hey, he knows some good things that he keeps sharing, right? I'm just the assist guy, right? Dishing things out that I come across, and so I'll continue doing that because it matters to me. These things matter to me, and it's one of those things that I keep. Letting people know that when I got something to share, I spoke to Dakota girls basketball team the other night during the postseason. Their head coach, Coach Phil, brings in guest speakers to just take 10 minutes or so and just talk to the kids about stuff. And so I brought up some things about attitude, and how we have a say and a choice of our attitude and some things that teams can do. And I told the kids, I told the players, everything I always would bring to my players and to my students throughout my life, throughout my career, are things that I need, right? They're things that are good for me, right? They're things that I don't have figured out and I'm still trying to learn, right? And that's what this podcast is. That's what this podcast is all about as far as finding success puzzle pieces, fitting it into my puzzle. You can take some pieces that work for you, throw away the rest, right? Fit it into your puzzle. And good things can come. We can keep getting better every day. That's what I'm trying to do. Okay? All right, you guys, keep smiling, keep your head up, keep taking somebody with you, keep picking somebody else up off the ground when you're down there and you get knocked down. We all get knocked down, right? When you pick yourself up, look for somebody else to pick up as well. Okay? But again, take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.